Yes.
Yes, sir.
Another episode.
Yes, sir. We're back again.
Coffee and Cash Flow with Steven.
And Anthony.
Man, I was listening, Anthony, to one of the promos that, you know, our guy Chris has sent us. And it was funny because on the show, I think one of us said, are we canceled yet? And so this might be the show, though.
Exactly. No, not yet. Not yet.
If anything's going to do it, this might be the one because we've got some interesting topics. Again, folks, if this is your first time listening, where you been, first of all?
Mm-hmm.
And tell a friend because I think you're going to enjoy Coffee and Cash Flow with Steven and Anthony and how we present the show. And we do a job of doing the show. And so, you know, we get into a lot of topics and our main focus is on retirement planning and how things can affect your retirement. But we also look at life and liberty, so to speak, and life and liberty and the pursuit of it is what we're all supposed to be in. And so we were kind of talking about as me and Anthony discussed various different topics, but we go into if folks have missed it.
He might have been living under a rock somewhere.
Right? If you missed it or you just didn't want to watch it, I understand. I'm kind of a little guilty. I kind of caught the, what they call that, the book for dummies. I got the
the review.
The reviews. And depending on which way you lean, it likes the reviews were either very positive, great speech, great writing at least, or what?
Hey, what's your title for this show?
So in this version of the Morning Cup, and depending on where you are, guys, we do this here in our local market, but we are now, you know, so glad to be knowing that we are now getting ready to go everywhere across
That's
the
right.
country. So woohoo about that.
That's
but
right.
The Morning Cup and my cup
running over.
My cup runneth over this morning, and you guys all know, and this is what me and Anthony were alluding to, was the State of the Union address by President Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
President Joe.
And Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Biden is time, ain't he? And so, you know, we label this as we do every morning cup, every show that we do, we have a theme to it, and this is aiding and abiding?
Mm. I like that.
Aiden
really
and
like
a Biden,
that.
Right?
Aiden and a Biden.
Because they're, depending on who you are, what news source you're listening to, they were doing a lot of aiding.
Oh, yes.
For Biden, right?
Yes, yes.
And I looked at CNN, and they just gave him such glowing reports.
Anthony,
is CNN still on?
Look, let me tell you some news is not partisan anymore. And you're going to hear me talk a little bit more about what is news these days, because honestly, there is so much deception. As we get into this, you'll start seeing what we're starting to talk about, guys. Look, let me tell you something. I've watched some of that city. I'm like you, Stephen. I do watch the reviews and I look for everybody's comments and I go through and I see. But, you know, I listen to the man, and I'm going to tell you something. If you don't see that this guy is not a strong president, I'm sorry. You know, if I offend you, sorry about that. But I got to talk about
Anthony
your president.
Or Stephen is not necessarily the view
That's
shared
right.
by any radio stations that we're affiliated with. But
we got to tell the truth.
We got to tell the
You know, it's like
what
that
is it,
second
shame,
opinion.
They said, tell the truth, shame the devil.
Shame the devil, right? You know, so... You know, you have something in here that you brought up an article, and I really like it as a guide to, mm-hmm. to really flow through. So in this article, it talks about five takeaways from the Biden State of the Union address.
Right.
And it was an article in the New York Times, which the New York Times is actually biased as well.
Oh, man, not the New York Times.
New York Times is biased. Trust me, there's a lot of biased
can we get some real journalism again?
Wait till I start talking about this stuff. So let's talk about this. So it says here, President Biden's, this is his first formal State of the Union. Let's address one elephant in the room. This man has only been in power since February last year. So literally January last year.
Right.
So literally about a year and a month.
He probably ain't moved all his stuff in until February.
But you know what? Within his first week, The first thing he did was executive orders. So he once you start doing executive orders, he was in. Okay.
That's true.
So his week was 30 executive orders. Let's do a review. Wow. You know, we do a year in review.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk about this. This is the first formal State of the Union. We're talking about a president that does very little press conferences because he probably can't hold himself together to do a whole press conference, or his handlers can't do it. That's the way I call him. Mm-hmm. But in any case, here's the deal. Of course, he focused on Ukraine, inflation, the coronavirus pandemic, and his quote unquote unity agenda.
Yeah, I saw that. Unity agenda.
Yeah, unity. In fact, when he during his inauguration speech, his first thing was about uniting the country. Mm. I would tell you, I don't see any other president who has divided. Now, let's give Trump some credit. Trump came in, the country was divided over Trump. Mm-hmm. Okay. But to actually truly, truly divide the country, I think Biden is doing an excellent job. He gets an A+ in dividing the country. Why? Because the policies that he brings up. So let's talk about this. Let's go to the first point, Stephen.
By the way, I'm gonna need a loan to fill up my tank.
Yeah. You need more than a loan because this is getting ready to go up. Can you imagine $5 a gallon?
I heard in New York it was $6 a gallon.
Woo!
I think I heard I think it was Mike Gallagher who mentioned paying over $6 a gallon for gasoline. I mean, that's just outrageous. But yeah, please.
Look, I was born in Trinidad, and when I came up here, just to let you guys know, so I was born in the Caribbean. So $10 a gallon, $5 a gallon was normal in TT dollars, right?
Yeah.
So when I came up here and it was 79 cents a gallon, this was back in the 80s.
Right.
I was like, wow, what a huge difference.
What a difference. So I wasn't driving in the 80s, so I think maybe late 80s I started driving, but anyway.
So the reason why I know, because I wasn't driving yet, but my mom, when we would go to the pump to fill it up. But here's the deal. Let's look at this first item. It says, this was a much more unified-looking Congress for the most part. And I think they may have been right about that for the most part. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem, right? Let's talk about Ukraine. So just about everybody in there wore a flag with Ukraine, and everybody was getting in the side of Ukraine. I'm not even going to my opinion of what's going on in Ukraine, because I'm going to tell you, we're not seeing everything. When we talk about fake news and we talk about, you know, propaganda and deceit, I'm going to tell you there's so much going on there. It's important for Americans to focus on America. See, this was American State of the Union became Ukrainian State of the Union. Okay? The problems in America lie not in Ukraine.
Mm-mm.
You know, why are we sending our troops? Again, don't get me on a on a box, because, you know, for me, I just feel like we focus so much on Ukraine. But here's an interesting fact. Did you know that President Biden, once Vice President Biden, was in power when Russia invaded Ukraine the first time and took away Crimea?
That's right.
A lot of people don't know that. Okay? So here again, President Biden now is overseeing the takeover of Ukraine completely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, you know, our prayers and everything goes out to the people of Ukraine. We don't want to see that.
But there's a lot of world champion boxers that are now signed up for the military to defend Ukraine.
You know what's so funny? Can I tell you something? Here's the problem. When there are other countries that have wars or have things like that, how many people do you see, Stephen, getting up arms to go fight? This is what, and I'm telling you, as you watch the world news, they're getting some really strong credit, especially American media, which Donald Trump called fake news all during his presidency because he's right.
He's right. It is fake news because it's fake news because they only report what they want to tell you.
That's it.
They're not telling you the whole story. Right. It's programming. That's why they call it television programming, folks.
Absolutely.
So we're telling you what you need to hear, though. This is radio program.
This is exactly, you know, and it is our opinion. So this is an opinionated show.
But it's based on some facts.
There you go. And so as an educated individual, mm-hmm. you should be doing your own research.
That's right.
Looking at the geography of Ukraine, understanding. And let me say this one thing. I'm going to make it short here. What is the problem with Ukraine? Why is Russia? And I'm going to answer probably some of your main questions here, guys. Here's what I believe. This is my thoughts, my belief. It's all about the money. It's all about the Benjamins. It's all about resources. I want you to understand that in Crimea, they're one of the largest. In fact, I believe they export, I think they're the fifth largest or seventh largest exporter of wheat.
Hmm.
So you can expect, when we come down to dollars and cents here,
yeah.
you can expect the cost of wheat.
So my cereal can make go up.
Your cereal's about to go up. But there's a whole lot of items that's made
that's
with
made
this
of wheat.
Stuff.
It's okay? A lot of stuff is made
of
wheat. A
lot of stuff.
Yeah, good
so
point.
Expect your bread to go up. Expect mm-hmm. all of these things to go up. Because, again, one of the things that Trump focused was America first and building America. Here we are. And here's the reason why Russia is empowered. You think Russia, you know, it's like a mosquito biting a giant, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you're shooting pellets at a giant when you should be shooting missiles. And what I mean by that is this. Russia is not affected by these Biden sanctions.
Yeah.
No. In fact, the strongest sanction that we had against Russia, their president in January of last year, one of his first agendas was his executive order to shut down the Yellowstone pipeline.
Mm.
Okay? America was the number one oil producing country in the world. For once,
yep.
we were exporting and not importing oil.
That's true.
Now we're importing oil.
Straight out of the Permian Basin in Texas.
And we're buying it from Russia.
Yep.
So Russia's saying, y'all suckers.
I don't know how do you do that. You the champion and you give away the belt. It's like, without even fighting.
You know, I think you bring up a good thing. It's like, why did you give up that independence because of a false agenda? And I'm telling you, look, guys, you can hate me. You don't have to like me. I'm going to tell the truth all the time. Climate control, climate situation changes all the time.
Right.
There weren't humans around to kill the dinosaurs. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you believe in the dinosaurs, we weren't around.
Right.
to kill them.
Contrary to the movies, you kind of sometimes.
There you go. Exactly. Climate changes. In fact, it's funny. I was telling my wife, I says, you know, because we were talking about the stars and the movement, because when we get out our yard, we can see the stars. And I told her, says, stars are going to shift when the summertime comes. And the reason why it does that, because the tilt of the earth is different,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you don't understand this science, I'm going to give you guys a little science test here. I know I'm talking a lot here because I'm passionate right now. One thing about the earth is on an elliptical, we don't go a circle around the sun.
Right.
We're actually in an elliptical path mm-hmm. around the sun. What does that mean? There are some times in the lifetime of the earth where we're actually closer to the sun. Don't you think that at some point in all those things line up, everything being equal, that there are sometimes the earth is going to be hotter
mm-hmm.
or it's going to be colder? If we're in an elliptical path, that means when we're on an ellipsis, that you know that the two points, the diameter is closer on two ends than it is on two other ends.
Right.
Okay? So that means there's sometimes it's going to be hotter, sometimes it's going to be colder, almost like what we're experiencing now. Okay? So in any case, off that train. Let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about this speech. I'm sorry.
Well, this was number two, right?
Number two. The COVID.
They're like, that's just number two? This is just
we were on number one. Because I think number one was what, when we talk about unity,
yeah,
and we talk about bipartisanship,
mm-hmm.
yes, there are people on both sides.
Because they were applauding the Ukrainian people and their situation.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about the real dividing situation here in the U.S., which is the COVID situation, mm-hmm. which this government has literally said there is no other opinion than theirs.
None.
None. And in fact, they actually came out, Homeland Security, and said that if you go against the government's narrative, you are sowing discord. So you're now considered a terrorist.
A domestic terrorist.
Domestic terrorist because of your opinion.
So the science, when they tell you to get a second and third opinion, it's fine. But when
until
the jab came out, it was no longer and it's not just. So here's the thing, Anthony, that drives me crazy. We talked about Dr. Malone, right? Robert
yes.
Malone. This guy invented the mRNA.
Yes.
Right? He invented it. But he has been banned.
Yes.
On social media by people who seem to know more about what he's doing
what
than
he
the guy
invented.
Who invented it.
The same vaccines, the same technology used in the vaccines, the guy who created it is not banned from talking about it.
Not banned. But look, but you got President Biden suggesting that more people get vaccinated,
yep.
even children get vaccinated, but they never report the adverse reactions that are happening all over the country because of these various different vaccines.
Well, I'm going to tell you, there are things that are changing, okay?
Now they're starting to say it a little bit.
Now they're starting to open up a little bit because, you know, reality is everybody stopped smoking that, you know, I like how, what is it, John Kennedy? Who's the Kennedy? John Kennedy, the one who's a senator in Louisiana. Robert Kennedy?
Robert, I guess. He's the son.
Well, anyway, like Senator Kennedy, he calls weed the magic with lettuce. So when they start smoking that magic lettuce, you know, we call it ganja in the Caribbean, right?
Ganja.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. Folks are starting, the news outlets are really starting to see all the stuff that they called misinformation is now coming up.
They labeled it misinformation.
So he talked about COVID. And in fact, there is a whole new announcement that came in yesterday. If you missed it, the government, the White House announced new COVID measures and they're getting ready to send out more COVID tests for free. So you can apply for that. But what they're getting ready to do, and again, this comes back to the cash flow in coffee and cash flow.
That's right.
They're getting ready to get another bill because what they said was the $1.something trillion was not enough. They need more money to continue this fight. That's like your child coming.
Visible enemy.
You know, if you read the Bible, you know, you had the prodigal son.
Right, right.
You know, it's like the prodigal son went out. He did all his damage with all the money he had. You know, got himself in a bind, then, you know, he could have come back two ways. He could have come back and says, you know, give me some more money, Dad. I'm going back out. You know, and that,
you know
that's
what, Anthony, speaking of more money, this is what I want to do, folks. I want to take a quick commercial break, but I want to come back and finish up this 2, 3, 4, and 5.
I'm sorry,
no, this is good because I think that this is the state of our union.
Yes.
Right? And what we see with President Biden is that we have a lot of people that are aiding Anna Biden. Right? So you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow with Stephen
and Anthony.
We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. And we're back.
We are back.
Anthony, that might have been the reason to get us canceled.
Yes.
I don't know.
You know, it won't be the first to get canceled for the truth, right?
Oh, boy.
I'd rather get canceled for the truth than for a lie.
For a lie. Man, you just said a mouthful, Anthony. But I want you to go back. If you guys are just tuning in, we were talking. This is Coffee and Cash Flow with Stephen.
And Anthony.
And we were talking about the State of the Union, and we labeled our morning cup as a Biden, or what is that?
Aiden and a Biden. That's right.
Right? And so, talking about President Biden, we were going over a couple of things that he talked about. The first was
the unity.
The unity aspect of Congress locking arms and being in unison to
singing
support,
Kumbaya.
To support Ukraine or Iran, whichever one it is, right?
I still got some more in that
right.
one, but, you know, let's continue. You know what I'm saying?
And then the second part we were kind of left off on is about this. President Biden is painting some optimistic portrait of life after COVID, not saying that there won't be another variant, but Anthony had just started chiming in about they're set to announce a new roadmap to move forward with the pandemic. Let me not say that. And it's just magically, deliciously, it seems like COVID has all of a sudden started to just...
It's a fundraiser.
It's gone.
It's about the money. Right. All of this is about the money, but it's about taking your money, not giving you more money in your pocket. See, understand this. You know, what I think politicians don't understand, and this is the funniest thing about politicians, they want to tax you on one side, then want to give away checks on the other side. Mm. It's like, let me take your money and give it back to you. Let me take your money, give it back to you. And this is all they understand about money. Okay, they feel, and I actually heard my mom say this one time, because again, we're from the Caribbean, and so a lot of times people look at America, America's streets are paved with gold, it's the richest country in the world, seems like they can do everything. The reason why our border...
They're confusing America with heaven.
Oh, Lord, let me tell you, no, this is real.
Wow.
You go, you're a foreigner, and if you're listening here, you're a foreigner, you understand what I'm talking about, because they feel when you go to America, you could send back clothes, you could send back this.
That is true.
You got more money.
Yeah.
So
go to New York. The streets are paved with rats.
I'm
sorry.
Exactly.
No, this is just. I'm just joking. But
we don't forget that. Don't lose our New York market.
We're just joking. But there are a different amount of rats that you normally will see.
Different
in
style.
New York. Different style
Biggest
of
dogs.
Rats. Right. I've seen rats, you know, threatening cats. You know, that's a different story. It's not. This is the flip version of Tom and Jerry. If you guys remember, but please continue.
So, you know, what we have here, guys, is a pandemic that this government is taking advantage of. It's a way to say, you know what? Let's take another $1 trillion, put it back into the economy. Now, in a third one here, because this comes into what we are getting into here.
Right.
Because he tried, and which is, I like how this is probably one of the fairest statements he said. He tried to emphasize on inflation, but delivered a healthy dose of economic. Let me just tell you something.
Economic nationalism.
I don't know what they mean.
Is that a new
That's
word?
Where they screwed up.
Economic nationalism. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, this is the problem. You cannot fix the economy by dumping money into the economy, right? You cannot fix it by bribing. You know, it's like going, like it says, it's like even going to the farmers, and you have crops to grow and you need farm workers. It's like paying them not to work.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is what the Biden government is doing, is paying people not to work.
Mm.
And what does that do? It creates inflation. It creates problems for businesses. How many of you have experienced no work?
Yep.
You know, you go to a restaurant, they have no food. They have no supplies. Truck drivers are in trouble. The reason why the truck drivers are protesting is because, number one, all these mandates they put on them. That's a whole nother subject by itself.
Right.
But let's understand this. He did not emphasize how we get rid of inflation, because if he did, the first thing the government needs to do is to stop spending a lot of money on stuff that doesn't make sense. We're sending $1 billion to Ukraine, where we could have gotten that money from selling oil. Okay? In fact, we let Russia sell their oil with the Nord Stream pipeline to Germany and made Europe a 40% consumer of Russian oil. And here we are buying millions of barrels of oil from Russia, from all of these places. So we're encouraging, you know, they say don't bite the hand that feeds you. Mm-hmm. Russia's not biting the hand because America's feeding them.
Right.
Okay. So again, this address of inflation, it did not go strong enough, because see, he cannot address it without addressing your own spending habits.
Right. That's a good point. That's a great point, Anthony. And that's what you have here. You have to look at the core of what we're doing and spending. What is this, tax and spend? That's the big thing that the Democrats have been known for, tax and spend. And, you know, this is right in line with tradition, right? This is a tradition of what we've been seeing over and over again. And we're saying that, folks, we've got to get a hold of this.
Yes.
Right? There is going to be, someone's got to repay this.
Yes.
If you're not looking around, I joked earlier in the show, I said I'm going to have to take out a loan just to put gas in my car.
Absolutely.
Right?
Let's understand something here, too, Stephen. Because in this article here, it says they want to lower your costs, not your wages, right? So you want to lower your costs. They want to get more cars. They want to get more semiconductors.
In America, yeah.
But here's the other thing above that article, right in the beginning of that. He said he authorized releasing oil from the strategic petroleum reserve. What is a reserve? It's something you hold for real emergencies.
Right.
If we can produce it, why are we letting go our reserves? Mm. Why do we have to go into our reserves? People always criticize Trump for spending money because he was a spender too.
Right.
He took the country into additional debt. He spent it on the military, making the military stronger. And I understand where he was going. But here's the deal. When you're in business, and the thing about Trump that they didn't understand, he was a businessman. Okay. Mm-hmm. When he spent the money, it was more so as an investment into the infrastructure that, and when he calls infrastructure, I think, again, you have to disseminate.
Right.
But here's the deal is, if you made a strong military, you didn't have to fight wars overseas. You didn't have to risk the lives of men and women that are in our armed forces, which again, what this government here is doing is sending our armed forces over to Europe. And, you know, President, this, just to be truthful, Putin did not threaten any NATO's countries. He
right.
didn't.
Right, because Ukraine is not, right?
That's Ukraine is
and
not.
And that is the reason why supposedly we're not involved.
Yeah, exactly. So here he is. So again, we are sending troops. It's costing us money because you got to pay those workers to be there. You got to pay for the gas to run the vehicles. You got to do all these things. Europe is well capable of doing what they need to do. Okay? So let's go to the next item because I tell you, I can spend so much time on this.
I'm looking at that and I'm just looking at the fact that I want you to go to where you're going, but I was looking at the fact that he says more jobs where you can earn a good living in America. I don't, and instead of relying on foreign supply chains, let's make it in America. Okay, well, how do you plan on doing that? What is the...
Especially if we're still importing our oil.
Right,
come on.
That doesn't make a lot of sense. But
nothing in this administration makes sense. They say stuff, like I said, when you really listen to stuff and you understand what's going on, you know that they're speaking from the side of their mouth. They're just trying to please. And when you talk about bipartisanship, you know the funny thing is, and I'm going to say this straight. Every election, and I said this in the show before, and I'll say it again. The pandemic is going to change because this is an election year.
Yep.
Let's be straight. Let's be realistic. People say the pandemic is not political. That's a lie.
That's a big lie.
That's a huge lie.
I told people this over and over again. If President Trump was still in the White House, the same people that supported what President Joe Biden is doing would be in argument in opposition.
Absolutely.
If Trump came out with the mandates for the vaccines.
Absolutely.
You'd be completely against it because you've been convinced that he is the beast or the antichrist or whatever you think he is. And he's the guy that's, you know, he's going to try to kill us all. You know? And so it's all in politics play. I always say, Anthony, we are affected by PR.
Mm-hmm.
And people, public relations create propaganda.
There you go.
So look at it, what it is. But go, I want to see, what's the other point?
I mean, just before I move on from that number three, because that number three is powerful, because it has to do with your money.
Right.
So it's all part of the show. Right?
Right.
So all this is intended, according to this article, to show he's on it. Okay? But traditionally, products made in the U.S. are more expensive.
Mm.
Why are they more expensive? Well, traditionally, let's understand where America came from. When you used to buy a Zenith TV, if you remember mm-hmm. Zenith, the brand, and a lot of these brands that we used to have, Frigidaire, and a lot of these brands that have gone to the wayside, American products used to be in demand around the world until China got into the deal, created cheap labor,
mm-hmm.
okay, that even American companies have moved their factories over to China,
over to
India.
Wuhan?
Oh, yeah. Ukraine.
<Wuhan. laughs>
And so what has happened is this is what Trump was talking about. He's talking about America first. Let's build back our manufacturing here in the U.S. so that products can be made. Can they be made lesser expensive? Absolutely.
Mm.
If we're doing it here, are there companies that can manufacture good products in the U.S.? We have to get back an America first agenda. The safety of America lies not within us showing our military force, but within us showing our manufacturing capability.
Mm.
We've gone so digital that we've left manufacturing behind. We've stopped manufacturing our own stuff. Just imagine this. You want to go to war, and your tank is made in China.
You know, I saw a movie with that. There's a couple of movies I tell you to keep watching. Go watch The Campaign. And then there was another movie. I can't remember the name of it right now, but I think Jonah Hill did a great job. And they played the role of these guys that were selling weapons. And they got weapons that were supposedly made in the Soviet Union at the time or whatever it was. And they were supposed to be illegal, but they were cheap. So the guys were selling these illegally bought weapons to the soldiers to fight over there, for the American soldiers to fight. And then they ended up getting caught and ended up going to jail. But it was a very interesting movie. I can't remember the name of the movie right off the top of my head, but I used to watch it all the time.
Well, listen, and I know we're deep into this subject. I'm sorry. I wish we had 3 hours here.
Yeah, we need it.
But, you know, I will tell you, you know, so one of the things interesting, last part of this article, this particular section, says,
we're going to finish 4 and 5. We're going to get to 4 and 5. And then we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back.
So let's talk about this last part here. It says, but there isn't much a president can do to curb. Yes, it is, because he created it.
Right.
You created it. So if you can create it, you can uncreate it.
That's right.
Okay? So what can a president do? Well, first of all, stop spending taxpayer dollars and sending money to foreign companies. You're working an Iranian deal, okay, to give them billions. Trump stepped out of the Iranian deal, okay? He said, why are we sending money over to here? He stopped all the wars that we've been spending money being the world's police.
That's right.
Now we're trying to be the world's police again with Ukraine. And see, this is all a distraction because Ukraine, we moved from the pandemic. I saw a nice meme on Facebook. You know, Facebook always does these things.
Right.
You know, where the virus is shutting the door and the missiles are coming through the other door. Okay? Because I said this. A war is a distraction from what's really going on. This is the biggest distraction.
And this is how they've been... And one of the things we did not touch on was, if you watch the State of the Union, they were all aiding and abiding.
Yes.
No mask.
Yes.
All maskless. But yet they're telling our children that they have to still wear a mask in school.
Yeah.
They are forcing our health workers to become vaccinated, not talking about the potential long-term effects again on what a experimental vaccine could possibly do to that individual.
Yeah.
And the question that nobody's really asking is, what would make a health worker walk away?
That's right. Not want to take it. That's the question.
That's the question that nobody's saying. Well, they just walking away, but you're not understanding. There's a reason why these health workers who walked away from a career that where they had education and student loans and all sorts of debt that they took on to pursue this pursuit of happiness, right?
Mm-hmm.
The pursuit of a happiness. And they walked away from it.
Yeah.
I just want y'all to marinate on that for me.
Yeah. You know, it's really, that is the crazy thing about way these folks think. You want to take a break? Let's take a break and come back.
I just want to finish 4 and 5.
Okay.
And then we'll take a break.
Because 4 and 5 gets even deeper. Uh-oh. I'm sorry. Because here's the deal in 4. It says Biden touted his accomplishments. Yeah. No, what is his accomplishment?
Punchback.
Okay. Punchback against Republican attacks. Okay. So here's the deal.
I'll tell you what. We'll finish 4. Then we'll come back on 5.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do.
Because here's the deal is, what accomplishments did he actually make? He accomplished, there's a new war with Russia.
Right.
And by the way, he did get an interruption from a Republican because Boebert, when he was talking about the troops in Afghanistan and Iraq, he neglected to mention a 13 soldiers that died because of his blunder.
Oh, man.
Okay, his accomplishment. Mm. Okay. That allowed our troops to die. Now we're going into another war where we're going to expect more of our soldiers to possibly die because of the bumbling mistakes in any case. But here's the deal is, I want you to, this last statement down here, it says, unlike the $2 trillion tax cut passed, and they always say they didn't say that president, they don't want to mention Trump's name, by the previous administration that benefited the top 1%. Let me say this. You know what's benefited the top 1%? It's not the tax cuts. It's government spending that's benefiting the 1% right now. Because guess who gets to really take it? When those people get money in the store, If you got a check and you're poor, what's the first thing you're going to do with that check? You're going to go spend
You're going to go spend it.
So who are you spending it with? The top 1% who owns the companies, right?
That's right.
But let's also say this. The reason why Trump gave those tax breaks was for companies to create more jobs. Jobs were on the rise. Joblessness was on the decrease. Okay. There was less unemployment. There was more production of oil. Our economy was growing. Okay. So those incentives create incentives for business owners to create more opportunity. So this is where, like I says, if you understand the tax code, these guys don't.
That's right.
Okay. Go ahead and take over because my.
Well, I think, like you said, Anthony, these guys don't understand, you know, the tax codes. But I just think it's an important thing that we try to bring clarity for prosperity, right, for Americans and getting them to understand what's going on. So when he talks about touting the American Rescue Plan.
this next statement by them is really funny.
So and it's. What are they saying here, Anthony?
Listen to this. It says the American Rescue Plan helped working people. Okay, so remember what we say, guys. Think about
this.
That's
what he did. That's what he said.
That's
what
his accomplishment,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
but listen
right.
to this. I want you to think about this for a minute. They blame the virus for not having enough workers at your restaurant.
Right.
You're not having enough food. Okay, so wait a minute. Let's just say it says his plan worked. The American Rescue Plan helped working people. What did it help them do? Get a check to stay home. Okay, but let's see. And left no one behind, and it worked.
Left no one behind.
He said it worked twice.
And it worked, and it worked.
And it created jobs. What?
Lots
created
of jobs.
Jobs. Lots of jobs. You know, when you cancel the pipeline, that now people have to spend more money on gas. So you're telling me the workers won because now they got to spend more money on food, more money on gas. There's no food, bare shelves buying. You know, you're talking about no food on the shelf. How did that benefit the workers?
I went to Walmart yesterday, and I mean, it's giving
yes.
no plug. I bought, I think, three items. It cost me $40. And these weren't some life-changing. And I'm just saying, how did I just spend $46 and I just got one bag?
Wow.
It's the fan. I think I bought a little fan that was $20-something dollars, and that fan a year ago might have been half that price, it felt like. Because I've bought a fan a couple years ago that I didn't spend no $21 on. Everything is going up, folks.
It is.
If gas prices are going up, guess who's on the road all the time?
Yeah.
Trucks.
Yeah, workers.
Workers.
The average workers. Yeah, the top 1%. They have planes. They have cars. They have drivers. You're talking
yep.
about this plan worked? When you send one or two checks out as a stimulus and you think that worked? That didn't create a savings plan. It didn't increase anybody's 401k.
No.
Come on.
And then these companies, this is the other thing when you say you created jobs. Okay, maybe there was some job creation, I guess. Here's the reality, though. There were a lot of small businesses that went
out of business.
They are no longer going to be available. These businesses are insolvent.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't come back. So when you look at all of the major stores, though, were still wide open while the little mom and pop shops got closed down, folks. Pay attention to that. There's an old boy system, buddy system that's out there that you and I are not a part of it. And it got nothing to do with the color. It's classism, folks.
You're stealing my word, man. Classism all the way. This has nothing to do with racism. Has nothing to do with your race, your color, your creed, sexual belief, religious belief. Has nothing to do with it. It has all to do with a certain class of people telling you what you can and what you can't do. It's about power at the end of the day. Those who have are mm-hmm. telling those who don't. It's just like the celebrities now. Mm-hmm. They're telling you how to dress, what you should have, what you should believe. And this is all a power grab, folks.
Well, I want you to finish this part out. Is there something else you saw in this, Anthony, before we go to commercial?
I'll be back. Let's finish five. Let's finish five. We're
okay.
going to come back and finish with five.
All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, folks. You're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow with Stephen.
And Anthony.
Hey. You stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we're back.
We are back.
We are actually still
you
back.
You missed us?
Right. We're probably still back.
Yeah, you're probably listening to this conversation like, these guys are on a rant this morning. I am. So,
I think that this is passion, folks. This is a passion play that many of our constituents that talk about this, these guys that have the bigger names that you know and so far, but we're coming.
Yeah.
And we're talking about things that are very, very important for all of us, not just an individual or a group, but we're talking about all of us, man. And this State of the Union is, and as I've dressed this show and I've called it aiding and abiding, right? And this is what we see here. And so when we go back to looking at the conversation, we were still talking about the State of the Union address, and we were looking at the fourth aspect of it, which was bouting Biden touting his accomplishments and punch back against the Republican attacks, as they labeled it. We're talking about his American Rescue Plan. But I wanted to go into five, Anthony, and I think five is the last piece of this before we go into our briefly talk a little bit about our retirement and healthcare stuff. But, Anthony, what do you think about this?
Let me say something, too, just before, Stephen, we go into five. I want you guys that are listening, you ladies, guys, gentlemen, women, whatever you are, whoever you are, I want you to understand the difference between Stephen and I and what our show means, what Coffee and Cash Flow is different about any financial show that you'll hear on the radio, is that we not only understand the products and the services that we offer,
right?
And you want your... And
we're actually licensed. Like, some of these folks talking are not licensed.
Oh, that's
not
well, true. You know, and that's... Look, but here's the deal is, we're educated in what's going on in society. Mm-hmm. See, the problem is we could sell you a product. Anybody can sell you a product.
That's correct.
Okay? But can they really tell you how does it affect me today?
Mm-hmm.
How does the political arena today affect my dollars and cents as I get ready to retire? You know, how does the government choices affect the inflation, affect the retirement, Social Security? All of these things, you want somebody that's not just selling you a product. You want somebody that's knowledgeable of what's going on in the market. And you see, that's where we stand different from everyone else. And we're excited about that, because when you talk to us, and you want to give them our phone number, because we want you to call, because we're not going to just give you fluff and just give you a product that you can buy. You can buy it from anybody.
That's right.
But buy it from somebody that you can actually know something. Go ahead, Stephen.
And that number is 1-800-306-5086. So again, that's 1-800-306-5086. Coffee and Cash Flow. You can ask for Stephen and Anthony, and we will actually call you back if we don't answer the phone immediately. If our great receptionist Donna and they seem to change all the time, but I got to remember the other ones. But Lauren and the rest of the crew will answer your calls. But Anthony, you're so right, though, is that what makes us so uniquely different is that we study this stuff. We're qualified. You know, we've award winning guys, and we try to help people the best way we know how.
Yes, and you know, the best way isn't being knowledgeable. You need to know what to do when your money doesn't. When your inflation eats away so much of your money, you need to know what to do. So let's go into number five here. Number five says, and it says, not quite triangulation, but getting close. And what it's talking about is, you know, Biden's unity plan. Mm. Okay. So let me say this. Every president in number one, it sort of talked about this, where it was bipartisan, there were chairs on both sides. Again, what were they united really on, the Ukraine deal? Were they really united on a lot of the things that this president has said? Absolutely not.
No.
Okay. But at the end of the day, you know, we've always shown unity when it comes down to war, which is a crazy deal, right? I mean, we went into Iraq and Afghanistan over bipartisan voting. That's a whole nother subject. But in any case, here's the deal is, did he actually accomplish unity in that room? Absolutely not. Because he didn't address the core issues of the country. Like he said, and like we talked about in number four, manufacturing, jobs, oil production, gas prices, food prices. Where are you, Mr. President, on really being able to address this? Because let me tell you how, and this article tried to paint him out, he's the president, he's not that effective. Yes, he is. Because he's got a party called the Democratic Party. They have 50% in both House and in the Senate. Okay. He is the leader of the Democratic Party.
Right.
So does he have the influence? Absolutely. Can they make the changes? Absolutely they can. Because when they want to get their stuff passed, they do it. when they want to increase inflation, they've done it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So does he have influence? Absolutely. But here's the deal is, are they going to do it? No, because guess what? They want to spend more money. So let's see some of his other talking points. One of his talking points was, let's not abandon our streets or choose between safety and equal justice. The same party that said last year or the year before, defund the police. He's right. Now talking about we should agree. The answer is not to defund the police. So here we go, changing the narrative, because guess what? We're in election year, folks. Right. Let me tell you something.
And he's not doing well with independents.
He's
that he won in 2020. He won a lot of independents, which.
Look, that's all questions.
That's what they say. That's what they say, that he won independents. But you're right, Anthony. So defunding the police, he's now saying he wants to fund the police. And what does he say? Fund them with resources and training they need to protect our communities. I tell you what, and I got a solution for all America. If we got a problem with the police and we have some issues with the police
Absolutely.
Department, you want to know how to get your police departments correct? And I'm not even running for office. Here is the solution, Anthony. Watch this. Threaten the pension of the higher ups at every department. If they have too many incidents of police brutality or reports against them, start taking away from the tops pensions.
Mm-hmm.
And watch how that then, because the tops get affected.
Wait, you follow the dollars.
You follow the dollars.
Yes.
Anytime the civil rights movement moved, it moved because of the money,
mm-hmm.
not
Everything
because of the compassion.
Moves because of money.
The money is made it work.
Slavery was put into place because of
the money.
That's why I said this war in Ukraine is about the money. Okay, all the situations we're dealing with.
So coffee and cash flow is
about the money. So, it is so amazing that when you actually start following where the money's being spent, mm-hmm. how it's being put in place, you can actually solve a lot of problems. Okay, so here we go. It says, fund them with the resource and training they need to protect our communities. But here's the deal. But he has been suffering with independence. Why? Because people who have independent thought already realize that you're not trying to give thought to the independent. Mm-hmm. You're trying to determine what they should think or what they should say. And that's not, it's already, the reason why people vote independent is because they don't want to choose either one of the parties. Mm. They don't care about Republicans, care about Democrats. I'm really that way. I'm only leaning more conservative because I am conservative.
Right.
Okay. I'm leaning more Republican because I feel that they're bringing out some of the points that make sense. Okay. But I'm technically an independent.
Yeah. Me as well.
Yes.
I'm technically an independent. I mean, I grew up a Democrat because
yes.
that was just it was a tradition, right? And like many traditions, we need to break away from traditions and follow truth.
That's it.
And we'll drop that
so
on y'all.
So even as you vote this coming November,
mm-hmm.
okay, in the elections, don't just vote just because they say Republican or Democrat. Really, Joe Manchin, by the way, if you watched the presentation, Joe Manchin is the Virginia senator,
mm-hmm.
okay? He didn't sit with the Democrats.
Oh.
He sat with the Republicans. Okay. Mm. Why is that? In fact, when you listen to him talk, you'd almost think like, why doesn't he change sides? You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But honestly, it's not about, he's thinking like independents think. And I think this is why he's in a red state, what we call a red state,
right.
a traditionally Republican state. And he's been elected for so many terms. It's because he doesn't think just because a party line. He thinks independently. Now, does he fall into the same categories as most of these guys up there? Remember, it's a club.
Right.
When you've been in Congress for so long, you become a member of the club.
Mm.
Okay. The problem with Congress is we need more term limits on Congress. Just like we do president, we need term limits. So that's my final thought on this. This speech was not unified.
It was not unified. And then I looked at the poll. And apparently it says Fox came out because aside from the international turmoil, Biden's speech, they're saying focused on us as we wrapped up the domestic issues as inflation reached a 40-year high and gasoline prices hit their highest level in 8 years, by the way.
Mm.
In addition, the Fox News poll put Biden's approval rating at a dismal 43%, the lowest of this presidency, and only 37% approve of his handling of the economy.
I don't know who that 37% is, but y'all need prayer.
Now, we're going to segue over because we've had such a conversation, and I'm going to talk about this really, really briefly, honestly, today, because I think this conversation today, Anthony, deserves to talk about our country as a whole.
Yes.
Right? We talk about retirement as a sort of a singular focus, and that affects a lot of people. There are some people who listen to the show who are not in that mindset yet, right? They're nowhere near retirement, right? Or even you should be thinking about retirement as soon as you start working, but most people don't. But I want to go into your retirement, your coffee break, because we talk about retirement is going to be that, you know, it's the shortest period of your life, but it requires the most money.
Yes.
Right. And so these are some things that we talked about. And before I forget this, Anthony, we're going to be giving out. I keep saying I'm going to do this, and I finally broke down and we finally did it. There is a retirement movie called The Retirement Dilemma. We're going to start hosting for some of you folks who are lucky enough to be in this area in the Carolinas where we are, do our show. We're going to start having some theater opportunities and some things we're going to talk about this retirement. But the creator, I forgot his name, of the 401k is not as a big a fan as you guys might think. And I forgot his name off the top of my head, but I'll get back to it in a second and why I bring this up. So there are three retirement accounts. I got this article. I'm going to read it and let's see if I agree with it. That runs circles, according to the article, around a 401k. Well, so let's look at the articles, Anthony. It says, before you commit to a 401k alone, because too many people do that, and look at what's going on with the market. And many people are shocked. I found this out even in the movie that we're talking about that we're going to be sharing with people. We're going to give it away as a gift card. So, folks, the first 10 callers that call Coffee and Cash Flow, the 1-800 number, 1-800-306-5086, 1-800-306-5086. The first 10 callers that call will be receiving the gift cards that we're going to send out that will allow you to watch this movie. And we're going to also have it, obviously, the live performance where we're going to view it in movies as well. But Anthony, they're saying that before you commit solely to a 401k, and I would recommend highly that you don't do so, because what is that affected by? We got, what did you call them? Bear shells, Biden?
Yeah.
In the White House?
That's right.
We've got the Dow dropping. We've got the NASDAQ, the S&P. All these things are dropping like hotcakes. And when you're ready to retire, you can't have uncertainty with your money.
That's right.
Right? So part of the problem with a 401k is that they give you limited choices to invest with. So an IRA gives you more options.
Yes.
IRA is individually
gives you more directional.
More directional. So that's the first one. So there's three that we're talking about. A traditional IRA, you'll get a tax break on your contributions, just as you would with a traditional 401k. But one big difference is that the IRA offers far more investment choices. And that's what we were just talking about. Typically, your 401k is limited to a dozen or so of funds. If you're lucky, your plan will have a nice selection of low-cost index funds. I'm a bigger fan of equity index funds than I am your traditional mutual funds and stocks. And it says because they're not actively managed and therefore they don't impose the same hefty fees as actively managed mutual funds, but you can forget about handpicking stocks in a 401k. You cannot do that. So with an IRA, you can invest in whatever companies you like. And if you're a knowledgeable investor whose goal is to outperform the broad stock market, then that alone is a reason enough to have some of your retirement dollars in a traditional IRA. Number two, Roth IRA. Of course, the biggest thing about Roth IRAs is this. It's post-tax dollars. There's a five-year rule with a Roth, and there's also the age of 59 and a half. If you've reached that, then not only is your post-tax dollars going into the Roth, but the money that grows in it is completely tax-free. So that's one of the other benefits. And lastly, they're using an HSA. I'm not necessarily a big fan of it because you can't put away as much money in these things, but a health savings account is not a retirement plan, but it can function as one according to this article. An HSA lets you set aside money for healthcare expenses. Anthony, it's kind of going into your segment, right? You can use your funds immediately or invest the money you're not using so it grows into a larger sum and carry it into retirement. HSAs actually offer more tax benefits than any of the aforementioned plans. That's because they don't have the 59.5 rule. And that's because contributions are tax-free, investment gains are tax-free, and withdrawals are tax-free. provided they are used. Here's the government once again telling you how to use your money, but it has to be used for qualified health care expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys need to figure out and call us to figure out other ways to use your money outside of the 401k. You can do some IRAs. We can do a lot of Roth. We can do a lot of IRA conversions. And there's also something called cash value life insurance that people are not aware of that is completely tax free.
Yes.
So that doesn't have the limitations of 59 and a half. Believe it or not, life insurance has living benefits. So that's going to do it for me, Anthony, when it comes to your retirement, your coffee break. You got anything, Anthony, for more coffee, please, with Anthony, because we're coming to the end of the road.
We're definitely. I know there was one thing that you brought up in here. And again, this is probably back to the State of the Union address, that some of these states, guys, and you want to understand your tax concept, because we're going to have a tax expert on our show coming up that'll give you some money, because you want to save money on tax. The government wants to spend your tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And they get your tax dollars in so many different ways, through gas tax, through, income tax. And we're seeing states that are losing people. Yeah. New York and D.C.
That was one of the things I was thinking about talking about on our next show about America's on the move. So that may be the next thing we bring up. But that's
definitely. Well, you really want to understand a tax strategy. And what Stephen was talking about, again, when we talk about 401ks and IRAs, some of you just think, oh, retirement. We're talking about tax strategies.
That's right.
See, these are tax codes. A 401k is actually a tax code.
That's exactly right.
Okay? So you want to understand what are your tax burdens, because taxes can eat you up.
Mm.
You know, because the government doesn't care where they're going to get the $1 trillion to pay for health care and for Medicare and all these other things. People are surprised when they get with me and they say, well, I thought Medicare was free. Well, there is nothing free. They're going to take that money out of your retirement. In fact, your Social Security right now just went up to $180 a month per person. So $180 a month is going to come out of your Social Security before you even see a check. So you want to understand all of these things. And like Stephen said, as soon as you start working, you should start thinking retirement.
That's right.
You should start asking your job, do I have a 401k? Do I have an IRA? Do I have a choice? You know, what are you contributing to my retirement? It should be on your brain. What is my retirement? If you're not asking them, you call us and we'll help you navigate those roads.
And again, that number is, I think I'm finally remembering the number. It's 1-800-306-5086. That is 800-306-5086. And folks, we are coming to the end of the road like a Boys to Men song. And Anthony, More Coffee, Please has been the theme, really, of the entire show.
Yes, it has.
Right? Because we needed more, Anthony. We needed more conversations about what's going on in this country and having a real unbiased opinion. Well, you could say, well, your opinion is a little biased because you're not.
It is a little biased. I'll confess.
You know what? Let me take that back. There is no such thing as an unbiased opinion.
No, it's not.
So anyone that's telling you that, that's not
an opinion.
Not
an opinion is exactly what it means. It's biased.
It's biased.
Because it's my opinion.
Right. So, but the opinion that can be traced, documented, researched, that becomes a fact.
That's it.
So, folks, a lot of stuff that we got, the misinformation, the miss this, the miss that, was all done to keep you in the dark.
That's it. It's all propaganda.
Propaganda.
At the end of the day, you know, Russian, I want you to really think, most people don't even think about this, but do you know that Russians get the same misinformation as the U.S.? What do I mean by that?
Mm.
Do you think every other country doesn't have their nationalist, their patriotic way of doing things? Do you think that Russians, you know, the majority, not all of them, but do you think that their government is not giving them propaganda against the U.S., the evil U.S.? Do you think China is not saying how evil? Because there are people not leaving China. There are people not leaving Russia. Okay? It's only those who have independent thought that are really considering, what are my options? They think outside the box.
That's right.
You've got to think outside the box.
Folks, we're going to bid you adieu because we run out of time.
Yes.
And I leave you with a passing thought. And this is all of these things that's going on. You have survived too many storms to be concerned by a drop of rain.
Mm.
This is Coffee and Cash Flow. See you next week.
See you next week.